On today's KHSU Magazine, we're talking with Sarah Peters and James Peck. They are here to talk about the new Arcata Playhouse holiday show titled The Grasshopper and the Ant. Welcome, Sarah and James.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Claire.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. So you've got The Grasshopper and the Ant is based on the Aesop's fable of the same name, maybe not the same spelling, correct?
That's correct. We, in our production, it's The Grasshopper and the Ant.
Oh, sorry, I missed. Got it.
That's the big difference.
Except that there are ants in it.
There are ants and aunts.
Wow. Maybe there are there ants who are aunts.
In fact, we're sitting right here with the auntie aunt.
I am an aunt who's an aunt.
James, you mean your character is? Or are you?
Yes,
my character is.
Okay.
Well, tell us about your character. Who are the cast of characters in this?
Yeah, so this production has, it's a really fantastic team of people. It's got Alyssa Hewlett and Amy Tetzlaff and James, among many other fantastic performers. Bailey Brown is in it. Mm-hmm. And this show is in a very particular style called pantomime, which when we say that to people around town, we're like, we're doing a pantomime this week. They go, oh, are you going to do the mime moves? And we're like, no.
Be in the invisible box.
No, not that.
So if it's not, going down invisible staircases and stuff, what is pantomime?
Well, it's actually an English Christmas or holiday tradition that's been going for 300 years. Actually,
wow.
300 years this year.
Yeah.
The first pantomime was put on in London in 1717 by a guy called John Weaver, who was melding dance and a form called Commedia dell'arte.
Which is Italian street theater, yeah, comedy.
Into one big blob. And so in some ways it has a direct line to that kind of performance, you know.
So it's marked by lots of call and response from the audience. There's a mustache twirling villain. There's always a male actor playing a female character and a female actor playing the lead male role. An animal sidekick.
Animal sidekick. You've got to have an animal sidekick. And terrible puns.
Terrible puns.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. And lots of music.
Yes. So, and you wrote some music specifically for this play, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually, the show is written by a team of writers, Amy Tetzlaff, Alyssa Hewlett, and James Peck, and myself. And we have a little song. So the storyline that we've taken is that Hopper has recently graduated from college, and he needs to go out in the world and find his way. And so there's a song that the aunt sings to him. Yeah. And it goes like this. Get a job, you bum.
Get a job, you bum.
Go and get a job, you bum.
Get a job, you bum.
No more hobbies or dreams or afternoon tea. The time has finally come to go get a job. Go get a job. Go get a job. Ah, time to get a job, you bum. Bum, bum, bum.
Very good. Oh, my gosh. That's motivating.
I have to say that is sung by the auntie to the grasshopper. She's very practical. She doesn't understand why the grasshopper has gone to college and studied things like music and things like art and humanities when she grasshopper should have done more practical things.
So there's the heart of the meat of the story.
Right, okay, yeah.
The neat thing is that song is actually performed by James and the Blue Lake Community Choir. Mm-hmm. So we have, in addition to the actors, there's all these guest artists and community artists participating in this production. So that's, if you come, you'll see the Blue Lake Community Choir, you'll see Bandemonium, McKinleyville Choir, Sienna Nelson and Sky McKinley. They all, every night there's a different guest visiting artist.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of fun. And is this for kids of all ages as well as adults?
Much. Oh, yeah. It's really a family show. And the form itself is kind of designed to have lots of audience interaction. It's definitely a call and response thing. And of course, there are kinds of loads of different levels of humor.
Yeah, we try to have there's like adults for the kids and for the adults. Jokes, excuse me.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You got it.
Puns and things like that.
Yes.
So in Aesop's fable, the grasshopper, he doesn't gather food for the winter or something because he's playing music.
Exactly.
Right? So it's all about this sort of life-work balance or whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you guys have any kind of philosophy on that you found as people who actually play music and do art for a living?
Yeah, takes both.
Yeah, and I think in the end it does. It comes out in the piece that you both sides. You need both sides in order to live a fulfilled life. But I think one of the things that we that does come to the fore, and I think it may be just because of the zeitgeist of the time, is that debt is a problem, and that if you've been to college, you end up with debt. Mm. In fact, if you do almost anything, you end up with debt, and it definitely becomes part of the theme of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So come and have a laugh at
that. Ho, ho, ho.
That's right. Sometimes you just got to laugh to keep from crying.
And I just want to say it's been like working at the Playhouse is such a treat. There's just so much support. And, this is the second year we've created a panto in conjunction. And the team is just it's just so much fun. And it's just magic to see it come to life this week after all the work put into it.
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful community resource, the Arcata Playhouse. So tell us really quickly when the show is running and where people can get tickets.
Yes, the show runs, it opens this Thursday, and it runs through the 9th. So you can see it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, both this week and next. And this weekend, there's a matinee at 2. So the shows are 7:30. We want to keep it early so it's not too late for the family. And then a 2 p.m., matinee, that's the word I keep
on Sunday.
On Sunday. The tickets are $12 general.
We don't talk about ticket prices, but why don't you tell people where they can buy tickets?
They can go to arcataplayhouse.org and buy tickets there.
Okay, and maybe Wildberries or something like that too. Okay, thank you so much, James Peck and Sarah Peters. Sarah's the director of The Grasshopper and The Aunt.
Got it.
And James is a performer in the piece at the Arcata Playhouse running December 2nd through
Actually,
the 9th.
November 30th.
November 30th through the 9th. Yeah. December 9th. Thank you so much. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Thanks, Claire.